This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and that means time again to play our weekly game of Silicon Tally. Today, the person getting into the ring with yours truly, Brian Lamb, founder of the in-depth gadget reviews website, The Wirecutter. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Ben.
Brian, are you ready to play Silicon Tally with me, the game where you and I try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so I have got a number for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
$1.2 billion.
Is that how much money Grand Theft Auto made in its first couple of days?
Grand Theft Auto is close to that number. The number I'm thinking of is actually the amount of sales generated on the online drug market site Silk Road, which was shuttered this week when the feds arrested the alleged founder, a.k.a. Dread Pirate Roberts. So you got a number, for me?
Yeah, I got a number for you. 601,000.
Is that the number of posts that people can now search on Facebook now that Facebook updated its graph search this week?
Nope. This is people tweeting about the Breaking Bad during the finale.
Are you a Breaking Bad fan?
I am, but I'm not quite up to finale, so I can't give any spoilers. But it seems like all 601,000 of those were in my Twitter feed at that time. I just shut the whole thing down. I just didn't look.
All right, I got another number for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
$9,200.
Can I get a hint?
Swedish meatballs.
Number of Swedish meatballs IKEA sells in a nanosecond.
It's actually the amount that you would pay for a solar starter kit at IKEA's in the UK, which just started selling solar roof panels for $9,200 a pop.
That's really cool.
Yeah, so you got another number for me? Hit me.
Yes, 500,000.
500,000 what?
Rentals on any given night.
Is that the number of, like, TVs that football fans are renting from those, you know, rent it for a night and throw a party places now that football season has started?
I didn't know you could even do that. That's cool. No, this is actually Airbnb rooms available to rent on any given night.
What's the worst Airbnb place you ever stayed at?
I've stayed at some pretty good places, but I've got a friend who rented a room, and then it turned out the guy just had mannequins in his whole apartment. The photos of the place were basically the exact representation of the place, minus about 30 mannequins.
That is terrifying. Brian Lamb, the founder of the website, The Wirecutter, thanks for playing along, man.
Thank you, Ben.
By the way, I asked Brian what the best thing from The Wirecutter was this week. He told me it was an exploration of the best bike locks tested by three different bike thieves. The winning design, a small so-called U-lock, is apparently the way to go. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.